For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. When hopelessness is one's only companion, thoughts of suicide can be pervasive. Hopelessness is the number one risk factor for suicide. And according to the latest data from Texas Tech, about 22.6% of students who responded, quote, endorse some form of suicide ideation.
The numbers are astounding, how many people attempt, and then even worse, complete suicide.
Amanda Wheeler wants to lessen the taboo of talking about suicide. The assistant director of the Student Counseling Center presents a program aimed at just that at each new employee orientation. She'll also go when asked to speak to classrooms, student organizations, and sororities and fraternities about the suicide prevention program. The program, QPR, stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. The Spokane, Washington-based QPR Institute works to train people like Wheeler on three simple steps that can help save a life from suicide. Every day, 86 Americans take their own life and another 1,500 attempt to. A weekly suicide count would equal a 747 crashing with no survivors every 5 days. The Institute teaches those in positions to recognize suicidal warning signs, clues, and communications of people in trouble, like professors, staff, and administrators, to act vigorously to prevent a possible tragedy. Wheeler says suicide is a significant public health problem, and the numbers of college students considering it back her up. 15% of graduate students and 18% of undergraduate students have seriously considered attempting suicide in their lifetimes. In Texas, suicide is the third leading cause of death for people between the ages of 15 and 24. Wheeler says the numbers in the 2010 Texas Tech survey, in which 22.6% of respondents stated they had some form of suicidal thoughts, aren't unusual.
I think they're equally high at other universities. One thing that we are seeing as a trend kind of across all universities is this idea that people are more willing to talk about mental health, and students that may not have talked about thoughts of suicide before might be talking about them now.
College is an important development time, and for many, it's the first time they've lived away from home. They may start and end major relationships or be open to being someone that might not be acceptable at home.
So there's all these major life points in a very small amount of time. So it's not anything related to tech or Lubbock as much as just kind of that general age.
Hopelessness tops the list of risk factors for suicide, and Wheeler says depression and anxiety can lead to hopelessness.
If you start losing hope in all of your life, in every aspect, it's really hard to keep going, and oftentimes suicide feels like it's the only solution when there's no hope left.
If someone is concerned about the behavior of a friend or relative, it's paramount to reach out.
My biggest thing, and I think QPR really stresses this, is that if you wonder, if that's a question that goes through your head when you're interacting with somebody, is I wonder if they're thinking of killing themselves, why not just ask? Because the worst that'll happen is they'll say no, and the best thing that might happen is that you might be able to help them get the help that they need.
Wheeler says there are no right or wrong ways to ask someone if they are considering taking their own life. But one phrasing would be counterproductive. Don't say, "You aren't thinking of suicide, are you?" Because it will put the listener on the defensive.
Just asking the question, I think, really shows that you're concerned about them enough to stop what you're doing and say, "Hey, I'm worried about you."
Should someone say they are having suicidal thoughts, the next steps are to persuade them to get help and know where it can be found. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.